Passover begins on Monday at sundown. In many Jewish households, that means tables will be lined with foods like gefilte fish and unleavened matzah for the festive Seder meal. Josh Russ Tupper and Nikki Russ Fetterman are here to talk to us about Passover foods in this special holiday edition of Last Chance Foods. Tupper and Fetterman are the fourth generation owners of Russ and Daughters, the appetizing store, generally known as a shop that specializes in food eaten on bagels, is nearly 100 years old. Hi, Nikki. Welcome back, Josh.
Hi, Amy. Nice to be here.
Let's talk about gefilte fish. Loved by many, loathed by many. I think what's scary to me about it is it just looks weird. How did it originate? What is it typically made of?
Gefilte fish comes from the Yiddish or the Germanic word meaning stuffed, literally a stuffed or filled fish. Traditionally, it's made from whitefish, pike, and carp. It's very understandable to me that people might not appreciate gefilte fish when, you know, a lot of times you just see it in a glass jar on the supermarket shelf.
It's cloudy. It's got that weird
swimming
liquid.
Swimming around in weird liquid. But when you have a fresh-made product, then you really can appreciate how that it is a delicious food.
So what is the liquid that it's swimming around in? And is it just chopped fish that's sort of formed into a little ball, like chicken McNuggets or something?
So the actual pieces of gefilte fish are ground up fish meat, which Nikki said is typically whitefish, pike, and carp, and then bound with matzo meal
and the liquid
spices.
Seltzer.
Oh, seltzer water?
Mm-hmm. Gives it a nice kind of airy consistency.
I was just reading in the New York Times that article about cod head sauce for pasta and how the cod cooks down and gets very gelatinous. So is that consistency that you're talking about,
yeah,
a product
exactly.
of Breaking the fish down.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Any way to avoid that?
but you want that, right?
It helps hold everything together.
You do. Some people love that. I'm not a fan of that gelatinous sauce, but the fish itself is great, and you don't have to have them together.
Okay. Yeah, and we have plenty of customers who will say, more sauce,
yeah,
give
right.
me more sauce.
So let's talk about matzah. It's an unleavened bread that traditionally is eaten during the 7 or 8 days of Passover in lieu of leavened bread. Many people go out of their way to make it by hand or to find handmade matzah. Why? Does it taste dramatically different?
Honestly, taste is not the goal.
Not necessarily
for
what you're
Passover.
Looking for when you're eating matzah.
I was going to say, right?
I think you're referring to is what's called shmura matzah, which is something eaten during Passover, and it's handmade and guarded through every step of the process.
It's very labor-intensive, too, because it's finished and produced within no more than 18 to 22 minutes
from dough making to baking. No yeast can form.
And so there are people who actually will be kneading the dough continuously, so there's no chance that the dough can rise. And there's a rabbi who will watch over this whole process. And then the kitchen area is cleaned after every baking, so no old dough remains.
Sounds exciting, right?
Oh, man. It sounds like a race to the oven, you know? Da, 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 ding. Yeah. There's a reality show in here. How fast can you make your shmur matzah? As we're talking matzah, I think of chocolate-covered matzah and other treats like macaroons and flourless chocolate cake. How did sweets become a part of the Passover menu, Josh?
Everyone needs dessert. Sweets aren't necessarily part of the Seder process, which a lot of the foods represent different things.
But there is a little sweet dish, right? The raisins
haroset.
And honey.
Haroset, which symbolizes the brick and mortar that the Jews used in servitude to, you know, construct houses in Egypt. We make a delicious haroset with apples, golden raisins, toasted walnuts, cinnamon, ginger.
It's really good. Really, really good.
But there's wine in it. You have kosher wine. And so that it does add a little bitterness to it, the tannins. You know, you always have to have a little bitterness in your Seder meal because you're remembering the suffering that the Passover Jews delivered Jews from. That's right.
Josh Russ Tupper and Nikki Russ Fetterman own Russ and Daughters on East Houston Street. Thanks for coming in, Josh and Nikki.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Happy Passover.
Happy Passover.
To learn more about Passover and to get the Russ and Daughters recipe for chopped liver, Click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.